This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 27. Graceful working together. Our readings come from Romans chapter 15 and Colossians chapter 3. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ has accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. If we're serious about living a life of Christian faith, we must keep in mind how our actions affect others. We can't grow in faith all by ourselves, nor may we forget to tend to the well-being of others. Even if we have broad diversity, there can be unity when our shared focus and purpose are about loving God and neighbor. Mutual hospitality is a vital part of building unity as God's people. We build unity when we look out for one another. This means we're to help others out, even when it might not be convenient. Paul speaks directly to believers who are strong, including himself in that grouping, because those who consider themselves strong can easily be tempted to look down on others who aren't like them. Going even further, Paul says we are to accept one another just as Christ has accepted us. How did Christ accept each one of us? He accepted us with plenty of faults. We've all experienced being let down by other people, and we've all been guilty of letting others down. Paul also reminds us that we're to forgive just as we've been forgiven. And he urges us to put on the virtue of love, because that is what binds us together in perfect unity. In what ways can you share God's love to help build unity? Pray with me. Gracious God, we confess that our tolerance for others can be lacking. Unite us as your people and make us gracious toward others just as you have been gracious to us. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.